It's January 13th, and the Bears still beat the Packers in the playoffs. So this hour is brought to you by Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Bears.
This just in, Patrick Manelli.
Patrick Manelli, the longest tenured player in Chicago Bears history.
I want to thank the Bears organization for an incredible 16 years.
Score Football, pre and post-game show co-host.
And then Caleb, each week or each other week, it seems like he outdoes himself with some miraculous throw. That throw you're talking about on 4th and 8, like, quarterbacks all on Twitter are like, what the heck is that? Like, that might be the greatest throw of the season. And we've said that about three other ones he's had. But to have to do that in the fourth quarter, I think it was 4th and 8. I can't even remember my stats anymore.
Yeah.
But whatever it was, who cares? It doesn't matter.
Stats. Who cares about stats?
Yeah.
I know.
He even has a signature beer.
Long Snapper IPA. The can. The artwork's me long snapping a ball on top of an El Camino. I have an El Camino, so the artwork's great. The beer's great.
Patrick Manley with Raheemy Harrison Grody on The Score.
We love having Patrick Manley on Tuesdays, especially because, well, as we just said, this is a Bears playoff win edition, our discussion with Patrick Manelli. He joins us on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa Sports app today. Patrick Manelli, like, when did it set in for you that the Bears actually won that game?
Today. And I'll be honest with you, because I rewatched like the condensed version on that NFL, app or whatever today again, and you still can't believe at 21-3 that they came back and won that game, because I just remember the emotions of how depressed and upset I was sitting on my couch Saturday night thinking, oh my God, this is the way the season's going to end. So it that post-game show, you can hear it in my voice in that post-game show. It's just the excitement. You couldn't believe it. Couldn't fall asleep till later after the show. And you wake up the next day and you just still can't believe it, but you got to move on to the Rams, which is exciting to be able to talk about playoff week 2. But guys, it's just, what a game, what a way to win, and just the excitement in the city is just, it's insane.
Patrick, because you are the longest tenured Bear, I need your thoughts, your reaction to Ben Johnson's actions and then the comments that followed said actions, and if you ever thought there'd be a day when George McCaskey would be on board with such vulgar language.
Hell yeah, I love it. I love it, man. I wrote it down. I don't like that team. That's what he said. I mean, that's just awesome. I mean, he's taken this rivalry and embraced it. He's taken this team and embraced it. He's taken the city and embraced it with what he's done with the Wiener Circle. But I love it. I mean, build it up. Build it to what it is. It'll never probably be the Forrest Gregg, Mike Ditka hate for each other. But there's no problem with a little dislike. It is a rivalry. And George McCaskey's always talked about it. The McCaskeys have talked about it. And Marshall, when I got to the Bears in 1998, that's one of the first things you heard was about the rivalry with the Green Bay Packers. And I just love the way he is all in on it. The handshake after the game was fantastic. And, what he said about beating Green Bay twice a year, he talked it into existence and made it happen. So I'm all for it, man. I am all for it.
What has been happening with the Bears, Patrick, is absolutely amazing. And just hearing Olin coming into the segment here saying, never mind the stats don't matter. Mm-hmm. I'm almost like tempted to say, and I know this is what we do, this is what you do really well, and that is to analyze. But it's almost like all the analyzing doesn't even matter. I thought I made a pretty strong case last week for reasons why the Packers were going to win the game.
Yeah, how do you feel this week, buddy?
Woo! Well, it's sort of I deserve it.
Yeah, you do. All of it.
You know where
Is there a pay deduction this week for you working there? We got to talk to Mitch and strike a little money out of that paycheck.
Yeah, there's been some. Let's just put it this way. I've been given a warning. Warning. I've been properly warned for picking the Packers to beat the Bears in a playoff game.
How would you handle this on a team, Patrick? Like, what's the appropriate? Is there a fine? Like, what happens?
I didn't play for the Bears, by the way. I just want that to be made very clear.
Okay,
Bears
salary.
Grody into the cold tub. Put Grody dip him in the cold tub.
Then that's too good.
Olin
it's
and
good
Big
for
Cat,
you.
Olin and Big Cat would grab you by the ankles and the wrist and then dip you into the cold tub a little bit. That's what they would
do. Yeah, I think
Olin and Big Cat?
Fully clothed?
Yes.
Fully clothed?
My God.
I might have seen that happen a few times.
Of all the people, and I love that they work with us now. So, like, this could theoretically happen here.
It's sort of like I'm in this sorry, not sorry place because there's nobody who thought or saw what we saw happen on Saturday, saw that actually coming. It's miraculous, no, inexplicable stuff. So, like, if you pick the wrong team, if you pick the wrong, there's nobody who picked that to happen in that game. There's no way. No, so, not sorry.
No, it's a special season, man. Yeah. It's a special season. This is one that we'll never forget. It goes down to everybody still talks about the 2001 back-to-back wins, all that kind of stuff. Obviously, the 85 Bears, our run of the Super Bowl, NFC Championship. This is a season, you know, the last time they were in the playoffs, 2018, when they were really in the playoffs. You know, that's a season that's kind of remembered, but this one will go down. You know what I mean? As the whole season will be remembered, all these miraculous comebacks. And also, I think what's going to be remembered, guys, is the coming out party for Caleb Williams. That's the biggest thing.
Well, hey, man.
We see we've got one.
Beginning of this season, that was my goal for this year. Yes. Let me know that it was on the intro. I think we just recently removed it from the intro of our podcast as we refresh things. But my thing, you know what I'm talking about. You listen to the All I said was TTN. All I want is to know that the Bears have a quarterback. That was where I set the bar for this season. I know the Bears have a quarterback going into next season now, and I'm very excited about. But then we got the bonus here, too.
Now, and it's 100%. That's all we wanted. And, guys, listening to, I think it was your last segment you guys played, his speech in the locker room, it's his team now. That's what I hear in that. The reaction of guys giving him some crap, to cheering him on, to say get emotional, to watching everybody's face, if you watch it on YouTube, to watch their reaction when he speaks, it's his team. And that's another part you wanted to see, not only his development as a quarterback, but to me, the great ones, the quarterback are the face of the franchise, you know, are the leader in the locker room. And you heard that from him, the way he spoke and the way the guys reacted to him. And that was what I got out of that speech, not him getting emotional and talking about Ben Johnson, all that. It's the fact that it's him. He's the guy. He is the man now. And his performance is doing it. And then the way the guys interacted with him, That put me over the edge, and that got me excited to see that when I saw it when it came out.
Well, and Patrick, I think you're echoing a lot of what functioning teams should be doing. You know, here you are talking about Ben Johnson's message. And I said in our first segment of the show, you know, it seems like every time we have a question about this, he's also there to answer it for us in the media, which is another example of leadership. So then to see Caleb Williams, like you mentioned, post game, and then also even what he did during the game, you know, there's been a lot of discussion about him yelling on the sideline. And even like the cheese grater and him doing the Salt Bay with the cheese. I love that his personality is coming out more. Yes. It probably means he's more comfortable. But what do you think about it just from a former player standpoint, seeing a guy kind of come into his own? You know, there's a rookie quarterback time where you're also learning. Like, how can you describe what you're seeing as far as evolution and the leadership part of it?
He's what, 23, correct?
24, I believe.
24 now? Yeah, he's been programmed his entire life, right? Coming from high school to Oklahoma to USC, I believe, this is just my belief, that he's been programmed. He's had somebody, whether it's his dad, an agent, an advisor, that has coached him his entire life, that has kind of kept him in a box. And I think now once you get older as a 24, 25, as he gets older, he's truly going to find out who he is. You know, like, and he's going to become a man. He's really going to become like who he is. And I think that's what's happening. And when I saw him do that face and the cheese grater, I'm like, all right, that's personality. That's coming out now. And hopefully we get to see more of that in his discussions with us at the podium and all that kind of stuff. And his teammates, it sounds like, get to see that more, where it's not the programmed Caleb Williams walking into the locker room, that he's the guy now. Like, he can be himself. He can let it out there and be comfortable. And I think that is part of his growth and part of his leadership, that he'll get – become more of a leader with this team. And I love seeing it. And I feel that he's been programmed. I think a lot of these guys that with the agents now, NIL, you get programmed to kind of stay in this little box, Instagram, Twitter, and all that kind of stuff. You can only have to stay in between these lines, that once you kind of figure out who you are and who you can be, then it really become who you are. And I think that's what we're seeing with Caleb.
Joined now by Patrick Manley, the longest tenured Bear, former Bears long snapper here on Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score, as he does each and every week during the season. And guess what, Patrick? The season, it continues on. Up Amen. Next, it's the Rams. It's at Soldier Field. It's later. It's going to be freezing outside. How do you see this next challenge for the Bears? And show me a path to victory. I would not pick against them because, well, I learned my lesson because I was on board with Grody. I didn't see how the Bears are going to win. But as you know, things did what they did.
I will also confess in this moment that I didn't think they were going to win, even despite picking them. So, like,
nobody
when,
did.
Like,
I
when
called
they
my
were
dad
down,
the next morning. Yeah. My dad goes, I was supposed to go to Atlanta this weekend coming up, and he's like, "Wait, you're not coming?" I'm like, "Dad, they won the game." He's like, "They did?" I was like, "Yeah, I'll see you maybe Monday after the game."
Oh my goodness.
But yeah, nobody did. Everybody went to sleep. There's a lot of, I'm actually down here in Florida for a couple days, and a lot of people down here, you know, being the hour ahead, they all went to sleep. They're like, "I went to bed before the game. I had no idea they won. I thought the game was over." So I think everybody felt that way.
Yeah, you're going to the cold tub too, pal.
So give me the path, though, Patrick. Seriously. Because,
oh, the path. Sorry.
Because I think they can win the game, not just because they have won games in the shocking fashion that they have, but I can see the path. I'm just curious as to what your impression of the best offense in football in the Rams and how they can either keep up with or slow down. I think it's probably going to be keep up and not slow down.
I'm going to put it on Caleb Williams' shoulders again. I think that's the way playoff wins happen and how you win Super Bowls. These quarterbacks get hot and they play well, and obviously your defense has to step up. So I think takeaways is one, but what I want to go see is Caleb Williams in this passing game, because you look at this Rams secondary, they're not as good as their front four. The front four we got to worry about, but I do believe in our pass protection, our O-line. What are we, fourth in sacks given up in the season or whatever? But I think it's the passing game. I really do. I think you put it back in Caleb's hands again, and you see what he can do, because I think that is the weakness of the Rams, if they have one, is the passing game. So, Caleb, you responded in a pressure situation last week. You played pretty well the entire game, I thought. And he plays well in big moments, and it just keeps getting bigger each week. So, Marshall, I think it's the passing game, which is weird because it has been the running game that has kind of got them there. But I think the passing game this week against this Rams team.
Can they not run anymore? I mean, it feels like we
it's
just talked about it.
It's interesting, man. It looks like it's back to the way it was at the beginning of the season. You got a lot of free runners. I don't know if it's communication issues. It's all the way across the board. It's when you have issues like that, it's not one thing. It's everybody doing a little something wrong at a different time, and that's what it looks like. There was Quay Walker came through once or twice on the, I know once on the end of round, and it looked like they had the wrong point or Mike or whoever they were going to. It just looks like communication errors right now. But the good thing is we've seen them fix it before, right? So I think they can fix it again, and it is a strength, and they have enough talent up there to get it done. So I think they can get it fixed.
We're talking to Patrick Manley, the longest tenured Bear, Patrick Manley on 670 The Score, Raheemy Harris and Grody. Patrick, I also want to ask you about this before the Nico Horner news broke, and I feel like we're going to have a lot of that speculation.
Mm-hmm.
But before that broke, we were talking about Ben Johnson after the game on Saturday saying, I think accepting that this is the identity of the team this year. And then he also brought up that in training camp, he had Grady Jarrett and Joe Tooney talk about being a part of the 28-3 Super Bowl that ended up seeing Grady Jarrett's Falcons lose despite that lead, as we all know, and the Patriots and Joe Tooney's team coming away with the win. What do you hear as a former player when you hear that? Because to have some of that stuff happen in training camp, you never know how those lessons are going to manifest during a season. I can't believe that it has come through this way in 7 fourth quarter comebacks, and you've seen the team take this to this extent.
Yeah, what the word that comes to mind is details. That's a coach touching every detail that's out there. That we've seen them take care of all the details in the games and stuff like that, but that's game management. That's just talking about there might be one game that comes down to the fourth quarter. Well, I was almost cussed there. Well, blank, 7 of them have, right? But it's amazing how it kind of Ben Johnson keeps like manifesting answers for all this stuff. But to me, that's taking care of all the little details, knowing that something like this will come up in the season, but you don't know it's going to come up this much. You don't know that's going to be the identity, because there are a lot of wasted meetings where you'll sit there and the coach will run through scenarios and situations or just give this talk for 15 minutes. And you're like, oh my God, what the heck are we doing? It's never going to happen. Then some coaches give you these talks. And the next thing you know, we're like, remember back in January, he talked about this, or in April when we came back, he talked about this. That's Ben Johnson. I think that's why he is worth $13, $14 million. And why he was such a coveted head coach, that he knows how to cover all these little details. And it seems like he seems like magical how they seem to come to fruition. So that's what I see, Layla, is just details, that he's on them all game management wise, all, you know, just what's going to happen in the future. It's just details. And it's just been amazing to watch him coach this season.
I don't know why I was just thinking this, but could Could you imagine Lovie Smith doing the whole good, better, best thing and and saying bleep the Packers?
Come on, guys. Good, better, best. Never let it rest.
Never let it rest.
I'll see you on Tuesday.
Patrick, one of the things that's kind of slipped through the cracks as far as good, better, best goes is the way that this special teams has kind of evolved over the course of the
season. That's a huge one. That's another
season.
One this week, guys. That's another one.
We talk about, you know, hidden yards and everything else in between, but how much better, from your estimation, is this special teams, whether it's the punt game, the return game, whether it's the field goal unit having been as solid as it has been all season?
Yeah, I call it buttoned up, and that's what he's done this year. He's buttoned up all the little issues of leakage on punts, leakage on field goals from last year. And now he's kind of the aggressor. You saw the first play of the game last week. They ran that fake reverse. So now that's out there. Like, oh, my gosh, if I'm the two running down, the outside guy running down on the kickoff, you've kind of got to stay still. Maybe he's setting up you bend it back or a counter, you call it, or whatever off of that. But it's little things like that that he's been able to do all season. And then I'll go back to what I said earlier is details. And I wonder how much that is Ben Johnson, you know, harping that with him as well. I want to know how much Ben Johnson knows about. Ben Johnson seems like, to me as a coach, that knows everything. You know, sometimes you bring an offensive coordinator in as a head coach, and that's kind of all they know, and they know maybe clock management. But he seems like a guy that knows defense, offense, and special teams, and I just would like to know how much of his influence has been on Coach Hightower as well. But more on the special teams, guys. This week, the Rams, they fired their special teams coordinator after week 15, I believe it was. And they have bad special teams. They are not very good. They've been leaky, gave up a punt block last week. So I'm putting a lot on Richard Hightower and his game plan this week to see what he can do to help the Bears win this game. It's a big one for Coach Hightower.
Yeah, for me, that's the one clear advantage I think the Bears have over the Rams is special teams.
Yes, it's a big one. I mean, it's a real – they've changed their kicker. They've done a lot of stuff, and they've got guys on their roster. I was looking at some of the tape, and I'm like, who is this guy? And you got to go down to their practice squad to find these guys that are elevating before the game. And if your practice squad guys are coming up the week before, that just tells you how many limited reps they've had that week and or that season in the games to get ready for these games, and you can take advantage of those guys.
That is Patrick Manley, the longest tenured Bear, the playoff winning edition of Patrick Manley.
Oh, Bear.
Doesn't
like
that sound nice?
One more week. Let's do one more of these, and then let's do one more after that, and let's just keep it going.
I see what you did there.
Hey, Grody, start believing, will you please, Dan?
You know what? I am pretty close to being in a place where I will not pick against the Bears anymore this year. Like, I'm going to pick them for three more wins.
Okay, well, we'll talk to you on Sunday, see if that changes.
Yeah, buddy. Hey, man.
You got a whole week to change it.
I do not want to incur the wrath of you or Olin. That seems like dangerous
business.
We might
just hang up on you again, maybe just cut your segment. We'll talk to Mully.
Dramatic. I love it.
But I like it. Yeah. Thanks, Patrick.
You're the goods, buddy. Take care.
All right, we'll see you guys. Have a good week.
Thanks, Patrick. That was Patrick Manley, the longest tenured Bear. We get to talk to him because the Bears have extended their season, so that's enjoyable as well. It's something we brought up earlier. First of all, if you got any more hot takes about the Bears game, did it finally settle in for you that the Bears actually won? Where's your adrenaline at? You can call us and text us, 312-644-6767. We wanted to give the phones another day of calls just in case you guys had anything that you wanted to talk about that you didn't get to discuss with us yesterday because it was such a busy show. And in the meantime, I'm going to get into that 28-3 game a little bit more. Not the actual game itself, but the effect it's had on this team, along with a lot of the veteran leadership they brought in. So we'll do it all next here on The Score.